Zach, earlier in the show, mentioned this guy that waited 50 years to go back and kill a guy that bullied him in high school.
Uh-huh.
And it was a great story. He went and shot the guy in the face because the guy pulled a jock strap over his head.
I don't know if it's a great story.
In the 50s.
But it's a story.
Sounds like a guy who should have went to therapy.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good point. But were you bullied or were you ever a bully?
I think no.
Okay. Because yeah. Cool, man.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I think most people fit that category where they were neither bullied or were a bully.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of people who were bullies in there, obviously.
Bush was bullied a little bit because he was a big boy and Tom
for a little
bullied.
Bit. Because that went away.
Yeah.
Well, you can blame Nick now.
I do.
Yeah, I was the guy in the, the long shaggy hair and weird band t-shirt that one really spoke to.
Okay.
You know, and maybe a little afraid of.
Probably afraid to talk to you, right?
Yeah.
Well, how big was your high school?
Central.
Okay.
Oh, it's a big school,
And your graduating class was how many people?
Like 600 or something.
Oh, see, yeah. I would have.
You could have blended in easily there, right? Just walking around, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
Todd and Puss went to schools with nobody there, basically.
Right. Would have thrived in that environment. Yeah. But, I knew nerd friends of mine who went on to bigger high schools, and they had a better time.
Well, that was my favorite thing about college was anonymity.
More than 38 people in your school, right?
Yeah. Right.
In your class,
just
right?
Just the opportunity for you to reinvent yourself when you're going to college.
Get pushed down in junior high, middle school.
There's no preconceived notions about you like there are in a little town.
Well, nobody knew you and nobody cared.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't have to know you and that was fine. You just moved through the day.
That's the way it was in bigger schools, too. I didn't graduate 600. We graduated a little over 400. I mean, I didn't know everybody in that class. You just walk around and do your own thing,
You say probably three-quarters of my graduating class I was in kindergarten with, too. I mean, it's just the same people for 12 years.
Right.
That sounds terrible.
It was.
It does. Sounds horrible, right?
It was. There was no chance that you were going to get away with anything because you just knew everybody.
So we're looking for this the white whale. Sorry, I used the word white whale. Sorry, Bush.
Why has it got to be a white whale?
Well, the kid that pushed you down, he's got to call and apologize. You said he's still back in your hometown. He hasn't called you yet this morning. He almost gave Push a concussion in middle school locker room.
I'm pretty sure I did have a concussion.
There's no way that guy's going to call.
No.
Did you look him up on Facebook?
Yeah.
I'll be nice to him.
Does he have a wife, kids?
Yeah.
Is he, in fact, your Facebook friend?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
We haven't interacted since graduation day.
Message him. Let's make him famous, man. I'm not going to give him crap. He's going to say, I'm sorry I pushed you down.
Do you think he's changed?
I'm assuming most people have.
Yeah. Is he the town cop?
No,
not
that type. No,
still pushing people after all these years.
Yeah, no, the town cops were always we used to call them kitty cops that rode around with the cops. They were basically narcs. They weren't the toughest kid or the bullies. They were just the narcs that joined the cops. They would ride around with the real cops, and they were like teenagers. And they wanted to be cops, I guess, but they didn't get treated well at all because they were called the kitty cops.
They probably ended up at mall security.
Yeah, maybe. Or
concert
maybe
security.
Maybe real cops, too, for that matter. So, we're looking for that dude to call from Palisca. He's still there, Puss said. Yeah. Maybe they're all making phone calls now. Are you the guy that pushed Luke down?
I wasn't the only one in the locker room. I mean, there were other people in the locker room at that incident. Yeah. So,
were you clothed?
Yeah.
All right.
That's a great question.
That makes it a little better.
Yeah.
And
I was trying to stand up for the kid who he was blocking from coming in the room. Like, he was leaning on the door. I'm just like, hey, come on, let him in.
He didn't single you out. He was a bully to a lot of people.
At the time, yeah. Mm. I mean, like I say, I haven't talked to the kid in 25-plus years. He might have changed. I don't know.
He should have a beer with him.
Yeah. Called the beer summit.
I don't think I've even seen him in the five or six people that have showed up for the last couple of class reunions.
Okay. All right.
Do you go to those?
No. Not a one.
Those things are dying because of Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why. That's the whole story.
Nobody
on that.
Needs to catch
whole
up
generation,
anymore.
Whole generation, more than one generation now that are graduating high school and they know what everybody's doing because it's Facebook.
Yeah.
I didn't go to my reunion, and I kind of wish I would have after seeing pictures of it online. I'm like, that guy.
right.
I couldn't see that guy.
But would they have reacted the same way to you?
Yeah. Right, maybe I wouldn't have seen him. Yeah, they're like, uh-oh.
They would have been like, oh, that guy. Mm. It's a different thing.
Hopefully Nick leaves soon.
I feel like there's no reason to go because no one, like knew me. You know, like I was like, oh, it's the guy who slept the whole time and smelled like cigarettes. Wow. How's he doing?
I know a guy like that.
He's sleeping here. It's like, doesn't smell like cigarettes anymore, but still sleeping.
He's still asleep in the corner. Yeah.
It's a guy that slept all the time. Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. I had a friend like that. He was probably you. He was a guy I thought was pretty cool. Didn't really hang with anybody, but he was that guy, man. His name was Noel.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would be that delighted to see me.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought you were going to go back to one, Todd.
I don't think so.
Yeah. You went to a family reunion. You didn't go to a class reunion.
And they weren't delighted to see him either.
Todd Brandt.
Yeah, I don't go to those either.
Oh, you have a family reunions?
Well, I think there are, but it's all the, you know, 60, 65, 70-year-old members of the family. Nobody my age shows
your
up
age
for
goes.
Those
okay.
things. So,
right.
you know, I think that's another
nobody
thing.
Nobody there to brag about their kids?
Yeah. I think that's another thing is probably dying off is those kinds of big family reunion things.
Well, the cousin reunion that I went to.
Yeah.
When I left North Dakota, I was pretty young, and a lot of my cousins were a lot younger than me. Right. You know, so they were 5, 6 years old when I went away. So I hadn't seen them for a long time. Yeah. So it was actually good to see them.
To see them grown up.
Yeah.
You know?
They weren't all grown up.
They weren't running from anything, so they stayed.
Yeah.
You guys still play with Tonka trucks?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm 40. No.
You get one. I got your present. Still thinking they're that age. Right. It's a Tonka truck. Thank you, Cousin Todd, you idiot.
I brought a kite. Great.
You're the kite guy, right?
And, Nick, you said you were bullied just a little bit, right? Not much, right?
Well, there was
you went to a big school, so it didn't really matter.
That one guy.
There's an instance, too, where I was the bully in a situation where I don't know why. It was middle school bus, and I just stood up and pretended to spit on the back of this kid's head.
Yeah.
And then he just turned around and hawked a giant loogie on my face. I earned that.
Yeah, you're four-way in the bully and didn't really go very well.
Right, so, sorry, Jeff.
Didn't you also tell a girl in a game of spin the bottle that you're not, said, I'm not going to kiss that?
Right. Yeah,
that was a bit bullish.
That was bad, too. There's a dude that tried to make fun of me for about, this was middle school, too, that this guy, he had, like, his head was shaped like those alien stickers. You see,
Was his name Tyler?
Don't head shame.
His head was bigger than yours.
Got it.
Whoa.
And it was he tried to make fun of me for ballet.
Plus, I wear the same size hat, by the way, just in case you don't know that.
But we don't. Yeah.
This dude was like twinkle toes, and I was just like, dude, I'm like, you have a giant head.
He called you twinkle toes because of the
the ballet. He tried to start making fun of me, and I was like, I just pointed out that his head was supremely large, and I was like, let's not do this.
Yeah.
I could take the tights off. Your head's always going to be there.
Yeah. Did you wear the tutu to school, man? Yeah.
No, word got out.
As it would.
Yeah. Just wore a t-shirt that just said ballet with a heart around it. There were clues.
Yeah. It didn't help. I remember like English class, they go around like, what section of the paper do you read first? And I was like, living. And people were like, gay.
What living is?
Gay. Yeah.
Love the recipe.
I like the living section. I always do.
Yeah, you can see about what shows are coming to town, but I guess I should have said sports.
And then you go, gay.
That's where the comics were, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I love the old gay.
Gay wad and fat ass. That was Nick and I.
That's right. You are gay wad and fat ass. I forgot about that.
Our loving, affectionate nicknames from high school.
And then high school, because I just had like, we just had like a crew of friends. We weren't like, we knew we weren't cool.
Right. Yeah.
But then we were like, let's just get out of here and get baked and I don't know. Turn up the Cottonmouth Kings.
Your youngest son went in there to school and kicked ass being cool. So, yeah. He's going to leave that. He'll leave that school with a good Allen name.
Yeah. Just like I didn't follow in my dad's footsteps. He didn't follow in yours, Nick. Yeah. He's cool. Yeah.
Right.
And your dad was cool, puss, and you weren't, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he did all the, you know, working on cars and hunting and fishing, and I did none of that.
Yeah. Jazz your dad's hands. A man's man. And
Yeah.
That's fair to say. He built ball bearings for 30 years.
I learned at an early age I was averse to manual labor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, manual labor sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, somebody's got to do it.
Oh, yeah. Somebody does. And people are better at it, you know.
I grew up on a farm, and I did that for the first 16 years of my life. And
you did grow up on a farm?
Yeah, and I spent the rest of my life saying, I'm not doing that anymore.
What kind of farm?
Soybeans and corn.
So what
But you went to Central.
What kind of chores would you do?
Central's a big high school in the middle, so you just bust in?
What was on your chore list? Were you up early in the morning doing your farm chores?
I was there every summer.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
I got it.
And
okay.
Because that's where my dad has a farm out there, and then out like in Iowa. And I would, you know, hoe beans, irrigate.
What'd you call me?
I love the. Yeah. What'd you call hoe beans?
Hoe beans. Hoe beans. I mean, before like fertilizers were like either affordable or really like effective, you had to walk up and down the fields and cut the weeds manually.
Wow.
And that's what I did for my summers.
That was your summers?
Oh,
yeah.
Man. No wonder you were tired at school.
Yeah.
I got a family support. Yeah.
I love that joke you used to do about your dad judging people's corn as you drive by.
Oh, yeah. He just told me, that corn is bad.
Did your dad want you to be a farmer?
Yeah. No, it was the exact opposite.
Oh, good.
Where he was
he wants
like,
something better for you, right?
Yeah, you don't want
it. Oh, no, I still to this day, even though I didn't grow up on a farm, I get disgusted by a dirty bean field. get those weeds out of there.
Well, you flick those dirty beans. That's what you do. By the way, speaking of porn, I couldn't... the Sarah Palin's videos, the Nayland Palin videos, are tough to find because there's a bunch of two or three different actresses have played her since then. Mm-hmm. And the one, I remember, actually, I did see the original one. But I can't find your plant yet, but I'll keep investigating that.
I should try to take it on an Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah.
Who was the star of the original Nayland Palin?
I don't know, but she did look a lot like her. I forgot about how much she looked like
her. She's a pretty prominent name in the porn industry. If you mentioned it, then her name was
Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Was Tina?
Yeah. No.
Although we'd watch Tina Fey do porn. Well, yes, I can't remember her name. I got it. I Googled it.
Lisa Ann?
Yeah, that's it.
That sounds right.
That was the original one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa Ann, right?
Yeah. 2008.
And if you missed that, Zach got the plant that was in the movie Nayland Palin.
Yeah, as far as I know, I was told by a guy at a porn studio, so who knows how true this is.
There's no certificate of authenticity with that?
No, no. It's not signed or numbered.
Yeah, but if you were to see it in the film, and you would recognize it.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I'll look for it. I got time.